Hello?
Hey, Lori, it's Tina from Local Splash. Sorry about the delayed call. I was on another one. It took a little bit longer than expected, so I apologize.
It's okay, because I kind of rushed down there to make sure I got, you know.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay.
And then she's not calling. I still have a lot of problems. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Because I have bleeding ulcers now.
Oh, no, Laura. Are you serious?
Yep.
So,
that caused my stomach cancer the first time.
Well, I was going to ask you, what's the treatment for that? Do they have a, like, something that'll help you with it?
Well, the first time around when I had this, you know, nothing helped because it was so far off, you know. I mean, it was so far, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was like, so no matter what they gave me, it didn't help anyways. But now I'm trying to get this more under control.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I don't know. I've never taken them, but I hear people say that sometimes they take blood thinners. I don't know if that's for ulcers or what it's for, but there might be something, you know, probably not an immediate cure, but just something that could help a little bit, you know?
Yeah, they give me some medicine. Ow! Ow, that hurt.
What happened?
A cat stepped on my foot. With the nails
that
in there.
Crazy cat.
The nails right in there. And I'm like, oh, no, don't push off on your foot.
Yeah, that hurts when they have those nails. You know, when I tried to process the payment just now, it says soft decline blocked by card.
Yeah, no, because I locked it. No, I locked it. Yes, I locked it.
Oh, okay.
Because you didn't call me. I did it at 3 o'clock. And since it's 3:30, I locked it.
Okay. So
you know,
can you
because
unlock
I didn't,
it so I can
I didn't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but I couldn't before.
Oh, good.
Like, okay.
Oh, good. Yeah. No, I actually heard you the whole time, but I must have cut out for a second. But, yeah, I could hear you.
But on my end, I didn't hear a thing, so I thought, okay, maybe I didn't maybe I didn't put it on speaker. My life just sucks, I'm telling you.
Well, at least you have the weekend coming up, right?
But, you know, it's so funny is that, being sick, you know, and you're always laying in bed and stuff, you know, I sit there and I go through all my Facebook things and I see you guys all the time on there and I'm like, she's on here and I can't speak with a different thing.
Yeah, I've been so busy with the whole...
Must be nice, I kept thinking. I don't get to do that.
No, believe it or not, we had a really rough summer, so we hadn't been to Vegas since May. Which to us is a long time. You know, my husband likes to go like every other weekend if he can. I don't go that often, but you know, for us to not go since May was kind of like a big deal. But finally we went because, it was the last little thing that we could do for our granddaughter before school started because, you know, school starts and then they all talk about, what did you do over the summer? And then there's some kids with some stories, you know, oh, I went to Cancun and I was out on the Jordan River and everybody talks about their vacations and she didn't get to do anything all summer. So, I asked her mom like, oh, could we take her just real quick before school starts and take her to that Sphere show? Cause she wanted to see that Sphere show and they let us do it. So it was kind of nice. So then she had a little story to tell too when school started, you know.
You know, are those all the ones that you show on there now, are they all older or something? Because you got the softball one, you got the roller skating one, you got the one where you're in the water or doing something somewhere. So I know you're doing something old time.
I have
enough to talk about.
I have 4 kids and 6 grandkids. So all these other kids that you're seeing, they're probably all the grandkids that, you know, I did take them skating a few times, and then sometimes we just go to the pool or to the beach or, you know. And so, yeah, but all of that stuff is, like, local to here. But the one that does the softball, her and her younger sister are the ones that play softball. And then my one grandson, he just moved back here from Utah. He's really good at skating. He used to play ice hockey in Utah. So I got him some roller hockey skates thinking, like, oh, maybe he can get the hang of it. And he put them on and just took off. He didn't have to practice or anything. It was like so.
But that's me too. Everybody asked me the same thing. I'm good at roller skating too and rollerblading.
Oh, I love that.
I played hockey. Yeah, yeah. I remember it, right. I've had a lot of people come and ask me, did you ever play hockey? And I'm like, yep.
Yeah, I think if you play hockey, it makes you good at skating because you're not afraid of, like, bumping into things. And that's what they do at practice. They bump into each other and, you know. So he put those skates on.
Wrong.
I told him,
okay,
you know, because we have, like.
Wrong.
Oh,
they
really?
Bump. They push. We push each other.
Exactly. And shove each other. Yeah.
And I'm like, what's this bump stuff? Push them.
Yeah, you're like, I got to get them out of my way.
When I push them, then you bump into the wall, yes.
If you ever come out here, you will have to go skating together because I didn't post it, but I finally got back out there. I hadn't skated in over 20 years. But we went on a Thursday night, and I usually go to the gym Thursday night. So I was kind of, like, having fun watching them skate, but in the back of my mind I was thinking, like, oh, shoot, I can't go to the gym tonight, so now I got to do it, like, another time. And so my daughter said to me, the one that moved from Utah, she said, why don't you go get some skates on, Mom? It's good exercise. And then I said, you know what? You're right. Like, I'm not going to make it to the gym tonight. I should. But I didn't have any socks with me because I was wearing my sandals, and I'm like, that's gross. I'm not going to go take skate rentals with no socks. So I just, after that day, I bought some cheap ones on Amazon. And then the next Saturday when I took the little one for her skating lesson, I put them on and I went around a couple laps. And I'm like, wow, it all came back. It was pretty exciting for me because I hadn't done it in so long.
I don't know how people think that they forget. It's like riding a bike or anything. You don't forget how to do things.
I think what I was so scared of was that I had that knee surgery a couple of years ago. And I kept thinking, like, oh, like, I can't skate because I had knee surgery. And what if I fall? And what if I re-injure it? And so with that, like, I just realized, like, once I got the hang of it again, I realized, like, I'm not going to fall if I just go around the rink straight. I can't do anything crazy. Like, I can't start trying to, like, twist around and twirl and go backwards or anything. But as long as I just skate around the rink, like, I'm not going to fall. So, I got that confidence up, you know. I'm like, I remember all that muscle memory came back from when I was young, you know.
You know, you got to learn how to fall, too.
Yeah, that's what they were showing my little one in the class. They showed her, here's the safety position. And they had her, like, with her hands out in front in, like, a little squat. They go, if you feel like you're going to fall, this is the safety position. And they were, like, giving them, like, that training. Like, this is how you're going to fall and not do, like, too much damage, you know? So.
Yeah, because, like, in football and everything, you know, hockey, you're going to fall how you fall. But in football, they show you how to fall, you know, to bounce back and whatnot. They teach you all that stuff, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And in judo, because I take judo, so, and they show you all that. They show you how to fall and, you know, and whatnot, and how to land, you know? And if you can try to do a somersault if you can instead of just landing on your face or whatever, you know?
Oh. Yeah, I bet you're so good at it though. My one daughter, she's really good at skating, and she asked me to go on Tuesday, but when I got the message, it was too late. I was, I think the lesson's from 6 to 8, and I got the message like around 7:30. I told her, oh, if you would have told me earlier, like, I totally would have gone, but by the time I saw your message, it was like too late to go, you know? So we might go a different night.
Well, I got other bad news too.
What's that, Lori?
A client of mine
mm-hmm.
was killed
No, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world? What happened?
Well, you know, because I have their dog, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's a really difficult situation, and it's just hard to get into it because, you know, it started out that they're both, you know, the husband and the girl, you know, not the husband, but the guy and the girlfriend lived together, and they had each got a dog, but each got a puppy. And then, okay,
yeah.
then they asked me to train them. But then this is the one I told you about that I said once I told her that females are harder to train than males, she turned it
mm-hmm.
around and made it like, oh, my God, I should have never gotten the female, you know. We should never
gotten
the
female. Oh, I see.
But then here's the thing. Even though they kept paying me for training and training and training, you know, then she still didn't want the dog, and he was so upset, you know. He was so heartbroken.
Yeah.
He said, but
aww.
It's not worth fighting over, you know, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, then it was, then his daughter stepped up, you know. And
yeah.
So then it's basically, you know, the family dog again, you know?
Yeah.
And still working with her because, you know, since I felt that they didn't want her right away, you know, back, I just figured, well, I'm not gonna, you know, it's not as important then to maintain the training right now because I've got other dogs to worry about. Well,
yeah.
Then of course, you know, a dog like her, she declines, you know, it goes right back fast, you know, within a couple of days, you know. So
yeah.
It's like no good. And I thought, well, too late now. And I'm working with her still again, but then here's the thing. The daughter's husband was killed.
Oh no.
And they were taking the dog, yes.
Well, I was going to say, now, like, the dog is the last thing on their priorities with all that going on. That's crazy. What kind of dog is it?
A Welsh Terrier.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Smart dog, but very high-strung and very, you know, yeah.
Lots of energy.
And of course, female, very stubborn. Yeah, she's
yeah.
stubborn. You know, and I've had guys tell me, you know, they giggle when I say it. I was like, and as I say this, and I'm female. Females are stubborn and unpredictable. And he chuckles and he says, I've never heard a female say that out loud to us before.
Because you're like, I can tell you the reality of it because I deal with it, whether I'm a female or male.
And I'm like, it's true. And I says, this is why I only deal with males, you know.
And
I just think that I have a female cat, and she is like in her own, you know, and, you know, she is stubborn, yes, and whatnot, but she's not naughty or anything. She doesn't cause trouble or anything. But, you know,
yeah.
It's just amazing how many laughs I get when I say that around men. They just think,
oh,
I'm
I bet.
Woman before. Yeah, you know?
they love that because they're like, she's on our side.
I'm on guy's side more than people think.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, you should be.
Because I
yeah.
see men get abused by females, and I'm like, I'm telling you, you know, I says, if I were you, I'd knock her out.
Yeah.
Like, if she's going to hit me, come swinging at me, I'm going to swing back.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Know?
Yeah.
The card is unlocked, you know, by the way, just so you know.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't going to try it again until you told me because I thought I want to make sure that everything's okay. So let me get this $29 payment, and then that recovers the one from August 28th. The one on July 28th is your service credit, so you're paid in full now until October 28th. Let me just check the invoice and make sure that that's correct. And then,
but you know, it's easier this way now that I can lock and unlock my card. You know, it's easier this way. Then that way I can lock it back up and then, you know, then nobody can use it. And then, of course, I get a lot of people say, well, decline, you know, revise payment. And I'm like, here's the deal. The card is locked. So it's going to
yeah.
be declined. So I says, you know that, and they made note finally in there, you know, saying that, yes, if it's declined, it's because it's locked.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. I have one client and I've never had a situation like this before. And I talked to like thousands and thousands of people, but her card changes the CVC number every month. So there's a note on her account like, hey, if this payment's not going through, it's not that it's declining. It's that you have to call for the new CVC. And now I've called her so many times, I know that she just changes that. But I'm like, how in the world do you do that? And what a hassle to have to kind of update it every month. Yeah.
No. That means that she's replacing the card.
That's what I was wondering, unless she just has a thing with her bank where she can just go in and like a PIN number and just say, hey, this month my CVC is whatever, 123, and then next month she can change it again. I don't know what kind of a card. No, I can't do that either. I have to like cancel the whole card and then get another one, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I'll get everything still the same, but then, you know, it's like, yeah, she's getting a new card every month or something because there's no way, there's no way that she just changed the three number on the back.
I know. You know what? Next time I talk to her, I'm going to ask her. I'm going to say, you know, do you mind if I ask you, like, I've never had, like, another person that does that. Like, how do you do that? How do you change your code every month?
You know, you can even ask your own credit card department or bank, even yourself, and say, can people do that?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second.
Well,
you know what?
What?
Hold on a second. I'm going to do something.
Okay.
I'm going to do something. Okay. Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Lori?
And it's called a CVS, right?
CVC. CVC.
Oh, CVC. CVC. Mm-hmm. I know. CVS, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to tell you while you're doing that, my one daughter, she's absent-minded, so she kept losing her debit like over and over and over again. So finally the bank started telling her like, hey, if you order a new card, it's going to be $5. So maybe that's what that lady does. Maybe she doesn't care. Maybe she's like, I want my code. Huh?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, guess what? You can't. It says no, you cannot change the CVC code, card verification value code, on your card without getting a new card.
Interesting. So she probably does that.
It's a code generated by your bank and permanently printed on the card during production. That's what I figured.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask her if I'm going to be like, hey, do you order a new card every month or how do you do that?
Well, there's no way she can do it any other way because I've already just looked it up.
Because when she gives me the new code each month, it goes through. Like, she doesn't have to update anything else. The expiration stays the same. The card says she just gives me a new code every month. And I'm like,
I'm sure that they can do that, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird, yeah. But, yeah, anyhow,
They said that you can't do it. I don't know how she's doing it then, unless she's hacking it or doing something illegal.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you would think that if she has to change the code, if you have to change the code every month, though, maybe something shady is going on with her banking, because why does she have to, like, block people all the time? You know?
I wouldn't suggest asking, because if it is something because I read everything that it said on there, and it said there's no way that you can change that code because it's permanently on the back of your card.
Yeah, yeah. Well, next time I talk to her, I'll get the inside scoop, and then next time I talk to you, I'll fill you in. I'll be like, hey, this is what she said.
I don't think I would. I don't know if I would ask her. She's like,
well, yeah, maybe I shouldn't ask her. Yeah, because, I mean, and then sometimes I forget, and I'll call out for the failed payment, and then she'll be like, Tina, remember, I'm the one that I change my code every month. Like, you have to just, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot, you know. But now I have, like, a priority note on it, so I know that when I call her, or sometimes I'll just text her, like, hey, we have all your billing information, just text back the code, you know. That way she doesn't have to call in or anything, you know.
Well, that makes me curious now.
I know, so curious.
It's odd because nobody else can do it. If a bank says, if I Google it and it says it's absolutely no, you cannot. And I figured you couldn't because it is permanent on the back. So how do you change it without doing the whole damn card?
Maybe it's not through like a bank. Maybe it's like a Venmo card or a PayPal card or like one of those prepaid cards that she gets. I don't know. Like,
oh,
maybe
guess what?
It's like
you still can't do it down a prepaid either.
Yeah, because that's like a real Visa or MasterCard, right? It's not like a, yeah.
Yep. You can't do it on prepaid either without sending in and asking for a new card.
I'll take your advice and not ask her then, because I don't want her to get offended.
Or she might freak out and say, they're finding out.
Or, yeah, next minute there's a big, like, complaint about me on Local Splash, and I'll be like, I didn't mean to. I was just being curious. You know, I don't really care why she gets a new one every month, but I was just wondering because I can't do that. You know, I don't know how that's done.
It would be nice if you could do that, because, you know what? Here's the thing. Not everything takes the, you know, the three-thing code in the back. Not everything does.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
I have signed up for some things that they don't ask for it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That I've seen that too. Most people do, but there's certain vendors that they don't need it. They'll just be like expiration, and it goes through. I don't know how they get it to go, because the way our merchant processing system is it won't process without the code. But some businesses I've experienced, they can run it without it. So. That's what I say.
Because there was times when I said, okay, I'm waiting for them to ask for the, you know, the three codes, and then they never do, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, if you don't do that, that's fine, you know, and I don't question it because, you know, it's just less that I have to read back.
And Netflix got my new credit card information without me giving it to them. It was so weird because I had like to have my card replaced. And when the new one came, I like updated like all of the reoccurring charges, but I forgot about Netflix. So I got like an email from them that says like, oh, please update your payment method. And then I thought, oh, I don't really know if I like use Netflix that much. Maybe I'll just think about it. And then next minute I saw they were billing me again. And so I asked my bank, I didn't make a special call, but the next time I was like talking to them, I said, I have a question. How did Netflix get my new card information? I never gave it to them. And they said, oh, because if you're like on a reoccurring billing and you have an agreement with them, they're allowed to like get it through us or something. I'm like, that's so weird. I never knew that.
Well, I found that out too. I wondered how sometimes, and I thought, I don't remember giving that to them.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay,
you know, and I didn't bother to ask, but I thought, well, you know, I mean, but you know, you have to be so careful. You know,
Businesses,
and I'm telling you, Minnesota is the worst for any of that. Now we got more fraud from the Allina clinics.
Really?
Oh, they've got fraud going everywhere up in here, up in Minnesota here. And it's like, you know, what is wrong with people?
One is feeding
the children or whatever it is, the feeding the hunger, whatever it is. And then the other one, there's three of them out there that are fraud now. And we're like, what the hell is going on in this damn state?
That makes it so hard for the real organizations too, because now no one's going to trust them because they think they're fraudulent. You know, that's really a tough situation. So.
And it's like, what's wrong? And it's like, it's everything is happening in this state all of a sudden.
Yeah. I wonder why.
The school, the Annunciation school. I mean, just everybody is just, you know, and it's like, what the hell?
That just happened a few days ago, right? That's what I thought. Wow.
Did you hear about the Colorado school yesterday?
Yeah, there was the Colorado one, and then I read about a Minnesota Vikings player.
University.
Huh?
There were bomb threats at terrorist threats on three universities, but not in Minnesota. It was Virginia, or is it Vermont and Alabama.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then what did you say about the Vikings guy?
Oh, I was just going to say, I read an article last night that there's a Minnesota Vikings player, and I should have wrote his name down because I forgot it, but he's going to pay for all of the living expenses and future schooling for Charlie Kirk's children. And I thought, wow, that's really something that he offered to do that. That's, like, really admirable, you know? So, yeah.
And you know, it was a student who actually shot him.
I just saw that today. And people are saying that's not true. It had to be an experienced marksman and this and that. And I said, you know what? I've only been to the shooting range once, and I think it's just luck, because I was getting like closer to the target than the people that were with me that were experienced. And it was my very first time doing it, you know, my only time doing it. So I think it was just luck, you know? Yeah.
I am a very good aim. And people have found that out. And I've taken lessons. I've done everything I need to take, you know? And people are like,
yeah.
And across the street, and you hit him in the head with that dart. How? And I'm like, I'm a very good aim.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, really good. I don't even have to look when I'm doing it sometimes. It's like, you know, and just bullseye right in the head, and they're like, how the hell did you do that? And I'm like, believe me, I said, no.
Well, what do you think? You think that the 22-year-old kid could do that?
I think he can, because he could have been in the Army. He could have been to training somewhere. He could have been to a boarding school where they do that.
Yeah.
There are boarding schools who teach them how to use the guns and everything else.
Or just be, like you say, a really good aim. Know how to, like, really, like, get your target in, like, a place where you know you're going to hit it, you know? So that's what I think, you know? Yeah, who knows? Maybe he was going out, you know, because they said he was a Utah resident, and over there's like a lot of mountains and stuff. I know the area because it was in pretty much the neighboring city to where my daughter lived, because some lady was posting like, oh, I was at the TJ Maxx a block away from the school, and my daughter said, that's the TJ Maxx you went to, Mom. And I'm like, really? I didn't know that. I thought the school was closer to Salt Lake. She's like, no, it's right there by that TJ Maxx you were at, you know? So there's a lot of, like, mountains up there and wilderness and, like, streams. So he probably could have been for months and months going out there with just a bunch of soda cans and what have you, and lining them up and just shooting out there where nobody could even hear it, you know, and just practicing. So.
Or just doing it just because, and then finally he says, one day I figured this would pay.
Yeah, you never know.
But, you know,
but yeah,
states,
I think so.
There's two states. There are two states, mm-hmm. though, now, that have had shooting, more than one school shooting, which is Colorado and Minnesota. Columbine, remember Columbine was the first one.
Yes, that's terrible.
And then it was Minnesota, then it was Blue Earth here.
Wow.
And we went and opened fire on everybody there. And then it was now here again and the Annunciation, and then back to Colorado. So both states now have two shootings at schools that no other state has had yet.
And that Annunciation was the Catholic school, right?
Yep.
So sad. Yeah, so sad.
Mm. Yeah, and it's like, what's wrong with people anyways? You know, it's like, and Minnesota's really, really just sad, because now everybody, it seems like everything is up for grabs here. I mean, there's fraud, there's killings. And I mean, there's, you know how many carjackings there are here? Holy cow.
Wow.
And the break-ins on the cars, they do a 6-block radius of every car in
there. It's funny, Lori, because like when I think of Minnesota, I don't think of it being like that. I didn't really know there's that much crime, you know, in Minnesota.
Oh, don't ever believe when they say Minnesota nice. I've never known that. That's never there.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how they came with that. And even some Minnesotans said, no, I don't know. We're not nice. And I'm like, I know you aren't. You're just
nice.
I'm like,
funny.
You don't need to tell me nothing. You all are asses here. And I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, you all say you're friendly and shit, but I don't see it. It's like when somebody says,
yeah.
Like, you just look at them with evil eyes saying, why are you saying hi to me?
Wow.
You know?
Everybody has different opinions, though, because I know, like, when I came out here from Chicago, I kept thinking, like, oh, my gosh, people in California are so friendly. But then other people say the opposite. They're like, we'd rather be in Chicago because people in California are so rude. And I'm like, really? To me, they're friendly? Like, I don't know. So.
You know, but you know what, though? I mean, Nevada is the best state ever. You know why?
Yeah.
Everyone from every state lives there. I mean, everyone.
There's a big diversity there.
It's like, it's just like, you know, there isn't just like a bunch of Minnesota Knights. There isn't just a bunch of Californians. There isn't just a bunch of, you know. I mean, it's everyone. And I love that. Not everyone from Nevada who lives there. Most people aren't. They all come from
everywhere.
Yeah, I
believe it. Yeah.
And it's like, you can go down the, even in their trailer park, you can go and you can find out that most people aren't even from there.
Yeah.
Some
and it's always
Texas,
fun
some
to meet people
Alabama.
From other places. Yep. It's I like
some
that. I like meeting
Alaska.
People.
You know, it's like from everywhere. And you know what? They are nicer out there in Nevada because they aren't rude. Everybody just gets along with everybody. Everybody treats everybody with respect there. What the hell?
Yeah. When we were in Las Vegas on this recent trip with my granddaughter, she was swimming in the pool and this girl, this 12-year-old girl started playing with her and we started like talking to her and found out that she's from the Dominican Republic. So I'm like, wow, how cool is that? She said that her mom is a lawyer, but she ended up like owning a restaurant in the DR and now she owns a restaurant in Las Vegas. So now they all live in Las Vegas. And I'm like, that is so crazy. Like, what a story. And she said she makes more money running the restaurant than she did when she was a lawyer. I'm like, wow, go figure.
Right. They do.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs food.
Yeah, she was cute, though. She became friends with my granddaughter, and they exchanged their Instagrams, and she said, oh, I come out in March with my choir, and I'm going to sing at Disneyland, and so I told her, you tell us what day that is. We'll try to come watch you. That'd be fun, you know. So,
but I'm telling you, the people there, I mean, even when somebody's house is rocked, literally the neighbor will come out and say, get out of there, that's not your house.
Oh,
they're not afraid. They're not afraid.
Yeah.
They will come out and help you. They won't hesitate. But, you know, people hear this, you know, oh, well, you got an accident. Oh, well, whatever, you know.
Yep.
People here don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, my neighbor did that once when I was at the gym. She saw that, like, my burners in my house were all left on, like, full blast, and it looked like it was going to cause a fire, and she called me. She's like, I don't know what's going on with your stove, but I could see, like, all the burners are on, and I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you, because I'm, like, the gym's not far from the house. I'm like, I'm right down the street. I'll come home, you know? So, but it was nice that she had my back that way and called me and told me something weird was going on, so... Yeah.
And you know, well, here's the bad thing that happened when I'm not around here is that, you know, the guy that helps me, right?
Yeah.
Well, my dog's got out.
Oh, you told me that yesterday. You said that he had an incident again, huh?
He did. And you know, I was so pissed and I'm like, how is it you don't fucking learn the lesson? How is it you don't learn? You know? But these were my dogs, and I was more pissed than that. And I mean, I was like, and luckily my friend down the street called me and said, your dog came to visit us. And I figured, I says, actually, that was the first house I stopped at, but I didn't see him. So I just kept walking, you know, but he said, but you know, everybody knows my dog, you know, and I know, I didn't tell you the time that someone took my dog, Jonah. Yeah, someone took Jonah.
Oh, no.
But you wouldn't believe all the police were right on it too. And you know, and one of the officers says, we have Jonah. And I said, take a picture for me. I need to know that you have Jonah. He goes, trust me, it's Jonah.
Oh, he knew. Oh.
They all know. They just all know. And I'm like,
that's
and
so
I said,
cute.
Please just send a picture. And he goes, believe me, he did exactly what you told us he would do.
Oh, what did he do?
He knows what police uniforms, he loves police officers. So that's good.
Yeah.
And I told him, he knows that. And he said, your dog did exactly what you said he would do. And we did exactly what you told us to do. Upon it. And he said, believe me, we have him. And he said, trust me, I'm coming down the street now. And I'm like, you still need to take a picture of him and show me. Because I just was so pained. I said, you know. And I said, really, somebody had him? Yep.
Yeah, my son and his friend called me the one day from the dog beach. And he has a black German Shepherd, his friend. And my son was so upset. He took his dog, which lives with us, and then the friend took his dog. But he called and said, his friend's name is Sky. He said, we've been walking up and down the beach for like 6 hours and we cannot find his dog. And I'm like, oh no, that's terrible. So I started looking on like the animal control websites and I found her like on the animal control website. And they drove over there and they got there before they closed, they thought, but good enough. No, it's closed. You have to come back tomorrow. So the next day they went back to get, so technically she was only there for like maybe 12 hours. They brought her in at night and he came the next morning. You know, she wasn't there that long, but it was like over $400 in fees.
I was going to say it cost no matter what.
He was lividly mad. He started freaking out because he felt like somebody almost like stole her and took her out to the street. Because they were walking up and down the beach for 6 hours and she was nowhere to be found. So he's like, if they would have just went and, you know, told the lifeguard, I would have seen it because I were walking up and down the beach for 6 hours, you know. So he's like, for them to rather than like wait on the beach or give it to the lifeguard, they went up and took it to the street and called the animal control. And he's like, of course I wasn't going to find her on the street because I was looking on the beach, you know. And he had like a fit. He said, somebody stole my dog and took it on the street. If they would have just left it alone, I would have found it. So they ended up knocking off like half of the fees, but he still had to pay like over $200, you know. So, but
and,
the
you
main
know,
thing is that
too,
I he
said
got
the same
her.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was calling for him too. And I'm like, I said, he comes right away. He just does not come. And I'm like,
yeah.
And that's what I said. I said, I don't understand, you know. And he goes, yeah, someone had him. And I said, I'm so pissed because, you know, you shouldn't have never had my dog, you know, because I'm yelling and screaming, like, where the hell, you know? He normally just comes right away to me. And I'm like, he just wasn't coming and he just wasn't anywhere in sight. And I'm like, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah, that could have happened to us when I was young. My German Shepherd, he got out and we were driving around looking for him. And finally, like at the other side of the neighborhood in an apartment complex, there was a car like with a family that had their door open and they were trying to get him inside. And we pulled up and his name was Bingo. I'm like, Bingo, come here. And Bingo like came running back to us and we took him home. And the people, they acted like they didn't speak English, so they didn't say anything to us. But I was wondering, like, I wonder what they were going to do, if they were going to, like, try to keep them, or, like, why were they trying to put him in the car? It was so weird, you know? So, but I was happy we got him back.
Actually, I did find a friend's dog in someone's car. She said that someone stole her dog right from her yard.
It's so weird, yeah.
And you know what? The guy from the car stole her dog. Right across the street was the car wash, right? And I kept thinking, I kept saying, you know, here, you know, kept yelling the name and I kept hearing this weak voice, you know, and I'm like, I says, I swear to God I can hear a dog. And I go to the car wash, sure enough, she's in the damn truck.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh,
that's
hell
terrible.
No, he's got your dog in the truck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he tried to lie to her by saying, and she works for the FBI. And he tried lying to her by saying, you know, oh, I found her dog and I was going to bring her back to you. She lives right there, fool.
Well, maybe he did it because he was hoping to get a reward, too, because that's what happened with Lady Gaga's dog. Remember, she had French bulldogs. Someone attacked her dog walker and stole the dog. And then when Lady Gaga put out a reward for, you know, I forgot how much it was, but it was substantial. It was like $50,000 for any information leading to the return of the dogs. And some lady called and said she knew where they were and they got the dogs back, but that lady was involved with it. So she ended up getting like arrested. But she, like, you know, that $50,000 looked so attractive to her. I think she came up with some story that she thought they were going to believe. And I guess the police investigated it and found out she was involved, you know. So, and that's why they took them, because French bulldogs are expensive. Yeah. Yeah, from a yard.
So we think it was him because he had him right in the car, right in his truck.
Oh, yeah, it probably was him. So for
because
sure.
The car wash was right next door to her. I mean,
yeah.
Right there. And I'm like, and then and she was missing for like 3 hours. So he had her in that truck for 3 hours, and I'm like, oh hell no. And so when you made that lie up saying, oh, well, I was going to, you know, bring her, you know. Really? You're right
of
next door.
Not. Yeah, exactly. You would have done it. Oh, my gosh.
So you're like, oh, so, hell no. And then the lady who killed six of her dogs that she was training from here, too.
Oh, she. Really? I didn't hear that one. That's terrible.
That's the one. Yep, she literally killed them. And you know what they said? And they said the dogs that were survived still had bruises and knots and everything on them and stuff, you know, from being beaten and starved, you know. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
That's
what
so
the hell
sad.
Was wrong with this lady?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then that, what the hell is wrong with Minnesotans nowadays? It's like everybody, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And then
yes,
of course, now
pretty
people
evil.
Don't even trust no
yeah.
dog trainers, you know. They don't even trust people anymore. Like, well, this, because I had a guy who, his dog was already here 2 months, and I'm like, and he goes, well, are you taking good care of my, you know, I'm like, you've seen them since they've been here, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, why would I, you know, but then you have to sit there and think, you know, of course someone like her came along. And
no, I was thinking about that when you said that. That gives a bad name for people like you that are good dog boarders and groomers and trainers, you know, because now people see that and then they get scared. They're like, hey, I'm actually not there, you know, when I leave my dog, and I hope that, the dog's okay, you know. That's scary to hear something like that, you know. So especially so close
yeah,
to home if she was
to,
in Minnesota.
Like,
yeah.
But I thought she was a trainer. What the hell was her problem?
Yeah.
How could she have done that? I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't
and
get
she
it
wasn't
for someone.
Old. She was a young woman. She was in her 20s.
Because for someone like, to go into dog training as a profession, you would think they would have to be an animal lover, you know? Like, how could they do that if that's what she's, you know? So... terrible.
I mean, did she just finally snap or what?
Unless it was something like financially, like you, like maybe she had a good heart and kept training all these dogs and people didn't want to pay her, and maybe she just thought like, fine, well then I'm just going to hurt them all and kill them all, you know? It's
oh,
crazy.
No. I found out that was not the reason.
What's the reason?
You wouldn't believe that deputies had to go and tell these people that their dogs are dead.
Mm.
Because they were
terrible.
Expecting, they were there for the 3 week, you know, 3 week to 6 week program.
Oh my gosh.
And then,
that's terrible.
And then I got to call the other six and say that their dogs are still alive, but they need to see a doctor.
What happened to, what, why did they say she did it? What was her motivation?
It didn't say the whole thing.
Oh, it didn't say.
I mean,
okay.
They showed her, you know, yeah, I saw her being under, I saw her putting, you know, being handcuffed and everything like that. But, and then putting in the back seat of the, you know, the car and stuff, but, it's
oh
just
goodness.
Like, what the hell was she thinking? She was like in her late 20s, it looks like.
Yeah, crazy.
Maybe early 30s, she wasn't.
How all these young people are doing all those terrible things right now. So young, you know? So young.
Like the 22-year-old. Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, like
he looks so nice, too. His picture, have you seen this picture? He looks like he's a regular person.
Yeah, it looks like a regular person. Yep. That's what I've always told my kids and my grandkids growing up. I would always tell them, like, some bad person or a stranger, if you will, isn't going to look like some evil monster. They're going to look like a normal person that would never hurt you. So you have to be careful. Like, you can't trust anybody. You can't talk to anybody when your parents aren't around. You know, you have to be very careful, you know. I always, and even like when I take them for walks or we go bike riding, I'm always like, I can't see you. I can't see you. And the, oh, here I am, Grandma. Like, okay, stay where I can see you. You know, I want to be able to keep my eyes on you at all times, you know. So.
But even teenagers, you know, even teenagers aren't safe, you know, alone, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
it
very
is what
true.
It is, you know what I mean? I mean, I just, you know, I mean, if you got a big ass big dog or something, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Your chances are less of getting attacked of some sort, you know. I mean, you know. But if you're
yes.
just walking alone, you know, and somehow don't take the shortcut. Take the, even if you got to take where it's busy, you know. Always
see stay where people can see you. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's what happened.
Well, Lori,
the bus didn't take me.
Yeah, you have to always stay like where you know that you're like in a well lit area and people can see you so that nothing happens, right?
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah. But anyhow, I have to run. I know that I have a couple of calls in my notifications that are coming up, but it was so great talking to you, Lori, and, you know, thank you for getting that payment up to speed. And if you need anything, call me. I know that you're still working on that, you know, Better Business Bureau certification. So if you're ready to, you know, get the Google listing, you know, reinstated. But I think right now probably your health is just the priority and getting some extra rest and making sure those blood clots heal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So thank you so much for taking care of that. Have a great weekend too, okay?
And you too.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.